The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Biohacking now is a term used to describe a whole range of different things. Basically, it's about trying to stay young. And joining me to talk about it is Professor Roseanne Kenny. People will know Roseanne, who's the head of the Aging Research Programme at Trinity College Dublin. Roseanne, what people are effectively doing, my understanding of it with biohacking, is that they're trying to reduce their biological age as distinct from their chronological age. What's the difference between those two things?
So that's the most important fundamental question, and that actually underpins the whole concept of biohacking. So chronological age is the number of candles on your birthday cake,
okay?
The years you live. Biological age is actually how old your cells are. Now, we have trillions of cells, of course, and really all of those cells are about is producing energy so that they can do their job. So the liver cells produce energy to metabolize food, the heart cells to pump the heart, etc. So all biological aging is, and indeed biohacking, is actually unpacking and getting under the hood of what is happening in the cell of an individual. How functional or dysfunctional is that? In other words, how aging is that cell? Are all of those little components working because there's a large pipeline of stuff to make that energy? Or are bits of them not working as well as they should? And we can measure that now pretty accurately and have a sense of what the biological age therefore is of that person. So there are lots of different ways, and you've nicely encapsulated it actually. There's the best established ways, which are the tests your GP does.
Yes.
Your blood pressure, great measure of biological aging. Okay. So what your blood pressure generally means when it starts to rise, which it does as we get older, is stiffening of blood vessels, arteries. Okay. And it's really common. 70% of people over 70 have high blood pressure. So that's a really good marker of biological age. If you don't have high blood pressure and you are a low blood pressure phenotype person, that's usually very good news.
Okay.
And they are generally speaking, long livers, super agers. And super agers have young biological age,
okay,
right? Super agers are people over 100 who are well. The other thing is cholesterol. Cholesterol is a good biological measure. Your glucose, if it's within a normal range, is a good biological measure. So we know these ones. They're traditional ones. They're actually really, really strong and very, very important. They are overlooked. We know from the TILDA study, the longitudinal study of aging in Ireland that I run, that something like 40% of men aged 50 to 65 who have blood pressure, high blood pressure, don't know they've got it.
Okay.
They're not on treatment. Now, it's so treatable.
Yeah.
And they are so at risk of accelerated aging as a consequence. So they're the simple ones, if you like.
And the ones that people then rely on, I mentioned the wearables, your watches and your whoops and what have you now that will tell you your biological age. How accurate are they compared to the old reliables?
They're not very accurate.
Okay.
Now, what they do tell you is your level of fitness, not bad. What are the metrics that are most reliable from them? The resting heart rate?
Yeah.
And heart rate variability.
Okay.
As we get older, heart rate variability changes, okay? So having high heart rate variability, so it's very variable during the day, is a good thing. That's what we want.
Okay.
You want it to be low, you want it to be high when you're exercising, dropping low again, that's good, okay?
Okay.
And having a strong high frequency signal, which you get from all of those devices, that's your vagal tone, the vagus nerve, the parasympathetic nerve, that's good.
Okay.
And as we get older, those that balance between sympathetic and parasympathetic changes, they measure that very well. So they're kind of using that sort of a surrogate as a measure of biological aging, but they're not accurate enough for they're not a biological age per se measure, but they're not.
But there is valuable information that they're sharing with you.
Very valuable information. And just by the way, if we're using those measures of biological aging, you should just take a fixed period of time every morning. Because actually, if you think of all the things you do during the day, you run to work, you're late, you run to get the bus, whatever. It's better to have the same time of day for a 5-minute window, look at your heart rate variability and use that as your comparative measure day on day.
So some of the things you talk about, you know, around heart disease, you might end up taking statins or what have you that will deal with particular issues. But if we come back to the fundamentals of what we're talking about, which is the cell's ability to create energy to do its job, what are the environmental things that we can do to increase the energy output of those cells, be they in the heart or anywhere else in the body?
Okay, so we can take a step back from that just to say that this applies across the life span, across the life course.
Don't wait until you've got those hardening arteries.
I'll tell you why, because say that grim age biological clock we were talking about.
Yeah.
It's not a linear association with your chronological age. In other words, it doesn't go up, you know, year on year with your chronological age. There are blips. So there's an accelerated period of biological aging around 34.
Yeah.
Okay, so that seems to be a vulnerable period when our aging biologically is faster, 54-ish, and early 70s. So they're the kind of vulnerable periods, to be aware of that. So everything I'm about to say actually applies to people 30 and above.
Okay, yeah.
That's the first thing. And so it's the old chestnuts. It's exercise. Exercise is probably one of the most potent things you can do to decelerate, to slow down the aging process biologically. Aerobic exercise, very important, but also muscle strengthening exercises. And that particularly applies 54 and up, you know, the blip at 54 and the blip at 70, muscle strengthening exercises. And even taking muscle supplements, by that I mean protein supplements, creatine or whey proteins, will help because it's harder to metabolize muscle output as we get older. So that's important. So that's exercise. Diet, very important. And there have been a lovely study recently, actually, a randomized controlled trial of Mediterranean diet plus things like turmeric, cumin, oolong tea, green tea, liver, eggs. I know.
But some things are not worth it.
A lot of ever. But they measured then those biological clocks. This is the point.
Yeah.
And they did show an impact.
Oh,
they showed
still.
A reduction. I'm just saying. But just, you know, the easy one there is the Mediterranean diet. Lots of seeds and nuts, etc. Olive oil and vegetables, fruit. And then the other thing which people mightn't realize is so closely aligned to biological aging is your friendship group, social engagement. It helps to de-stress because stress is a huge factor for accelerating aging.
Professor Roseanne Kenny, thanks so many for joining us.
Okay, you're very welcome.
Professor Roseanne Kenny, head of the Aging Research Programme at Trinity.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.